8:43, it's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, the football playoffs, high schools around the state of Illinois get underway tonight, games tomorrow as well, and the A-Town Tornadoes, the number one seeded team in Class 1A. What an outstanding season they had. Come in 8-1, and kind of an interesting twist. They open the playoffs tonight at home, and they'll take on a team they just saw a couple of weeks ago or a little more in Anawam Weathersfield. And joining us to talk a little bit more about the Abbott and Avon football team is their head coach, Rick Quinn. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time with us here this morning. Well, let's go back to last season, which was just a few months ago. Probably seems like it was eons ago, though. And your kids playing in the spring. When that all kind of finished up, what kind of sense did you have of what kind of team this was going to be with the guys that were returning?
Yeah, it was definitely some crazy times playing in the spring and then turning around and getting ready to play in the fall, but we knew we had the opportunity to be a pretty good team. We returned 20 or 21 starters, depending upon which game you watched in the spring last year. We've got 11 seniors who have played a lot of football. I think 8 of them started as sophomores on a playoff team. So the expectations within our room were high. We don't really know what the expectations were from everybody else, but we thought we had an opportunity to be a very good team. Obviously, some things had to work out. We were changing confidence. We didn't know how that would be because we have a lot of respect for the LTC conference, a lot of good teams. I think we have 6 teams in the playoffs right now, so that says a lot about the depth of this conference. So we knew each week we'd be tested. And looking at our schedule, I think this will be 6 games in a row that we have played that will be essentially against playoff teams.
And yeah, you played a really good schedule. And like you said, coming into a new conference, you knew some of those teams. Princeville was expected to be really good. Of course, the team you're playing again tonight, whom you already beat, and Anawam Weathersfield, United right there again. And so that was another thing, coming into a new conference, playing a little bit different competition. Were you able to gauge throughout, because you guys were pretty well dominant on both sides of the ball, put up 273 points, only gave up 127. Was it a case you just felt like you played that well against some really good teams throughout?
I think our defense actually carried us, minus obviously week 9 where we had a little bit of a letdown. Before that, though, I think we were giving up like 8 points a game. We're not real big. We got a lot of good athletes that we like to just let them be athletes and let them play fast and fly around. And it's benefited us defensively, offensively. We like to spread the ball around and once again use our athleticism to our advantage. It just, for whatever reason, we gelled early on in the season, got some confidence. And for the first 8 weeks, we played really, really well. And obviously last week we had a little bit of a hiccup, but, we did a lot of good things to put ourselves in this position. Now it's a matter of who plays well, who executes the best, who doesn't get too high or too low, because, in the playoffs, there's going to be a lot of things that happen that may go for you or against you. It's how you respond to those situations.
Abbott and Avon head football coach Rick Quinn joining us. Of course, they're in action tonight, their playoff opener, the top seed in Class 1A. And, of course, you'll be able to hear that game on Country 94.9, FM 95. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, and Jake Miller will have the game for you at 6:30 for the pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff tonight in Abingdon. And, Coach, you knew that coming in there were some really good teams in the Lincoln Trail Conference, but the known commodity you knew you were going to see in Week 8 was Knoxville. Was that a game where you thought, okay, we know we're good, we know we played well against some good teams, but that kind of even more so kind of solidify it for you, or did you kind of already feel that way going into that game?
We thought going into obviously week 8 at 7-0, we had beat some really good teams, really good programs that had strong tradition. I don't think we needed week 8 to validate what kind of team we were. I mean, it was a huge game because it was 2 7-0 teams at the time that essentially were playing for the conference title. Now, obviously losing week 9 made it a co-champion deal, but we wanted to make sure that we didn't look at it as our Super Bowl and that be kind of our end-all be-all, because we had higher aspirations of making a run in the playoffs. So while it was good to beat a good program like Knoxville, you still got to find a way to to get up every game and prepare the same way week in and week out.
You know, that's got to be tough, you know, because you're dealing with whatever, you know, 15 to 18 year old kids, and you know that's always been for forever a big rivalry. That's got to be kind of hard when you're both coming in undefeated and the kind of game it was as well, and as close as it was, to not feel like, okay, this is it, and now we can take a deep breath and let go.
Yeah, you know, and like you say, we are talking about 14 to 18 year old young men. It's sometimes hard to get back up after a big game like that, especially on a Saturday night, short week. And credit to United last week. They kind of took advantage of the situation and took the game to us. I thought they did a great job scheming, and their running back had a huge game. Obviously now it's important to kind of let that go because everybody's record's the same right now. So we're at that point in the season where you got to take advantage of the situation. You can't take anything for granted, because if you do, you're going to be saying goodbye to all your seniors. And I think everybody's got the same goals right now. Try to survive another week, give those seniors another chance to put the pads on.
Well, tonight, a team you saw, what, in week five in Anawan Weathersfield, and they, coming into the season, were expected to do really well. They also had a pretty good season. Ended up at 5-4, still got into the playoffs. You beat them 34-12. So what's the mindset going in with the kids? I mean, because, again, it's hard to, as you, like you said, 14 to 18-year-old young men that think about, we beat them pretty easily. Well, no, it's a whole new season, I guess, is the way you have to look at it.
Yeah, that's exactly how we're looking at it. Everybody's record's the same right now. We're all 0-0. So we have to have good energy, execute well, just be ready to play. You know, there's going to be a lot of ebbs and flows in the game. It's essentially the team, I think, that reacts to them the best. They're going to be full of energy because everybody's got the same goal right now, and that's to survive in advance. Usually it's the team that plays the best, handles the ups and downs the best, and makes the least amount of mistakes. I know that kind of sounds cliche, but it's postseason football, and it's like any other sport. You have to execute and take advantage of the other team's mistakes, and the team that does that the best usually finds a way to win.
A-Town head football coach Rick Quinn joining us here this morning. They'll take on Anawan Weathersfield tonight in their playoff opener. Got to feel good that you're getting the recognition, being that number one seed in Class 1A.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that says a lot about our team and the way our guys perform this year. So you can't help but be proud of them, and that they accomplished a lot during the regular season, being conference champions, being 8-1 and the overall number one seed. I mean, those are quite accomplishments that you set goals early on, obviously, and conference champions and playoffs are always some of those goals. I don't know that we thought being overall one seed may be one of them, but that's credit to our guys and how they played, and they earned that right. Now they have to take advantage of this opportunity. We talk about it all the time. If you work hard, put yourself in a situation, nobody's going to give it to you, but if you work hard and give yourself a chance, that's all you can ask.
You know, they've got a couple of kids offensively, some skill players that you're a little bit worried about. As far as schemes and things, is it just a case, it's like, hey, this is how we play, this is Tornadoes football, this is how we play, or is it a case where you may key on those kids a little bit more?
Well, I think obviously the weather may come into play a little bit tonight.
Yeah.
I'd be lying if I said the field wouldn't be a little choppy, I would imagine, with the amount of rain we had over the week. So I think it's important to play with your cleats in the ground tonight. Attack. We have a lot of respect for that team, that program. They're very similar to us in the way they play. They like to spread it out, get their playmakers in space. So we just have to do what we normally do, be aggressive, dominate the line of scrimmage, try to force a few turnovers, get a few extra possessions, and then offensively, we got to try to find a way to get our running game going.
Rick Quinn, Abington Avon head football coach. They are in action tonight. They will take on Anawan Weathersfield down in Abington. 7 o'clock kickoff. Again, if you can't be there, you can hear the game on Country 94.9, FM 95. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, Jake Miller will have it for you. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time with us. Congratulations not only on a great season you've had so far, but best of luck tonight. Hopefully we'll be having you here on the radio for the next few weeks.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about our team.